Good afternoon, Dashers. With the first day of school coming in a week, we'd like to remind you a few steps for success when the students come back to the building. Number one, be on your best behavior and try to represent the school as best you can. Number two, they don't want to be in the building just as much as you don't, so try to find a common ground. And number three, please try not to cry in front of the students. We hope you had a great summer. Let's look forward to a wonderful year.
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Afternoon, Dashers. Could the Committee on Brainstorming please make it to Conference Room M? Committee on Brainstorming, please report to Conference Room M.
Mighty fine to see everybody today. I hope that you brought your ideas with you.
Nobody move. I'm going to storm this brain before anybody else gets there.
Oh my gosh, okay! Okay! Oh my gosh. I'm calm. Thank you for storming in here. I feel better now.
Pardon me. Pardon me. I'm so sorry. For
quiet, yeah, quiet, quiet. There's testing going on across the hall. Come on.
Seriously, who has our first report for today?
To tell you the truth, I had the reports and I thought we had to storm something like the beaches of Normandy, or Norman M, as we're starting off with M today. But I left the reports on my desk at my house.
Uber just dropped me off. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Uber just dropped me off. I forgot my thinking cap at home. I have it now. Ready to think some thoughts.
Very good. You've got your hat. I've been stormed. We're all here. Molly's been pardoned. Very good. We're ready to go.
Well, honestly, I was just saying, pardon me for being late, but then everyone got all awkward and I was like, okay, well, I'll just zip it apparently. So pardon me again. Okay. I'm sorry. I was late. I had some things and some stuff and some public parks to be into.
X marks the spot where good meetings happen. And this is where the X is.
You know, that's Randy. That's fantastic. Great, great comment about the report. Who has like to start the first report on brainstorming? This is a meeting on brainstorming. Who would like to start?
Zebras are excellent at working in groups. They often get together and not only do they work together to digest what they're working on, but they often switch cud. They kind of spit into each other's mouth to swap cud and help digest the food. Science fact for you. Boom. Mic drop.
Amazing.
I don't know if that's real.
Amazing. Nate, I had no idea you knew so much zoological information in that noggin. That is a great idea, the whole swapping of cud. I only have one stomach, though. I don't know if that's a problem.
Brilliant ideas for zebras, but I'm not sure that the faculty here at Balderdash is, I'm not ready to swap cud with you guys. I'm sorry, we're all very close and I appreciate you in my life, but I'm not sure that's the sort of brainstorming that I want to do today.
Mm. Country music. That is something that you can swap. You can swap your favorite country music.
Mm-hmm. Cake.
Also something you can swap. Cud. Well, you know, I've seen it on the internet once, but it wasn't quite cud.
Diseases. That's another thing you could swap.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it there.
Everybody, great connections about what we can swap. The meeting, though, was on brainstorming. So let's get down to some brainstorming techniques, how we can move on with this.
For real, we really need to focus on the brainstorming. But before we do that, now, when you were talking about cake, were you talking about the band cake or like the cake? Because you said country music and then cake, and my mind went to two different things, and I want both now, quite frankly.
Googling country music themed cakes. Boom.
How about our brainstorm session starts with the playing of some country music? That gets us back into the musicking jam, but it's also the beginning of our brainstorming, so maybe that will work.
I lost my dog, my boots didn't fit, my truck done broke down, my kid had a fit. I mean, I'll sing all day long for you guys if you want.
Jump out the window. I'm just going to jump out the window if you continue.
Killer ideas, everybody. Our time is up. So why don't we think about how we can brainstorm, maybe thinking of brainstorming ideas so that we can present it at the next brainstorm meeting. Until then, good job, everybody. Great meeting.
Legos. I'm going to go play with some Legos. I love Legos. Brainstorming is the greatest way to come up with something in Legos.
I'm going to take my brainstorming hat off.
Love these sticks. I sit in my yard and I pick them up, and then I throw the little ball down, and then I try to pick up jacks, but then I'm picking up jacks and sticks at the same time, and that's two games. And so my mom comes out and she goes, "Isaac, you're doing it wrong." And I said, "Mom, I've been brainstorming this for days, and I just really think that you should appreciate my brainstorming abilities and my ingenuity to come up and put two games into one game, Mom." And she was like, "Okay, Isaac, you can keep playing with your pickup sticks and your jacks, but if you want dinner, you have to come up with something even better." And so I was like, "Okay, what's even better than pickup sticks and jacks?" Okay, so I was watching my big brother, his name's John, and I was watching him play soccer. And last night for dinner, my dad, he brought home this like really weird thing, and I thought that it was a witch because he said it was a haggis. But it was this weird consistency. And so I didn't like it, and so I just kicked it out the door. And so I was thinking, "Oh my God, Hag soccer. And so then Mom came out and she was like, "Okay, Isaac, did you come up with anything better, a better game than jacks and pickup sticks at the same time?" And I was like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm very smart, and you didn't like the haggis either. So we're playing haggis soccer, Mom." And she told me, "Isaac, you're my proudest prodigy ever." And then I got dinner. It wasn't haggis.
Isaac, thank you very much for presenting this Sunday sermon. The kids can now go to youth group.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
All right, so I understand and appreciate your suggestion for using haggis as a soccer ball. A couple of problems with that I saw right off the bat. Number one, it uses a haggis we could have otherwise eaten. Number two, it tends to attract wolves. Now, what other ideas may we have that we could use as a soccer ball that's not a soccer ball, say for poorer communities? An example that Billy had was maybe filling a balloon and wrapping it with duct tape. It's a great idea. It's a fabulous idea. An idea that I would like to posit is perhaps for a soccer ball, we maybe grab a melon of sorts, and then we wrap the melon in some type of tape or canvas or whatnot, play soccer, and then at the end of the day, you have a nice melon, lightly tenderized. So let's hear some more ideas. Let's do this brainstorming and see what we can bring up together as a group on this.
Keep your hands off my melons!
Now, I gotta second that. I gotta second. You gotta treat melons with respect. Now, these melons, you don't want to tenderize them. You want to love them. But what you can do for using another round thing, it's like we got all kinds of armadillos around. You just those suckers just roll right up. You just kick them, and they just roll around. And you know they love it. I don't know if they do, but I assume they do. So that must make it fact. Armadillos.
No, I understand. So what you're saying is instead of fondling the melons for soccer, you'd rather use hairy meatballs.
Yes. Yes, sir.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. A couple of issues that I might have with that. I'm not trying to throw shade at you. I'm not trying to poke holes in your idea. But do you really want to go up and kick that hairy meatball as hard as you can and see it scatter across the pitch? I mean, me personally, you know, I'd rather play with melons than hairy meatballs because nothing seems a little more cruel than kicking a hairy meatball.
You know, you got a point there.
You know, and the nice thing about melons is you can play with them, you can dribble them, you know, you can pass them backhand to hand. You know, if you're gentle, use your feet. They're great to bounce your head off of. I think we might have something with the melon. But I don't know. Let's hear some more ideas. What do we have here? What can be used instead of a soccer ball? Melons, armadillos. What else do we have?
Excuse me, sir. I found this box in my grandfather's attic. It says grenades.
Oh, grenades. That sounds exotic.
Yeah, they're a little. They look like little green avocados with a little loop at the top.
Well, look at that! You know, they look like little bit of pineapples, isn't they? No, that's grand. That's
they're
grand.
They're really cute.
They're a little bit heavy.
Thanks.
They feel weighted.
Yeah.
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 Now, would do you think these problem? Might be safe to kick? I mean, you might bruise a toe.
Oh. Well, he's got a couple pairs of steel-toed boots up there, too.
Well, he must have used these for soccer with those boots. Why don't we all go get steel-toed boots? We'll practice with this. There's enough in this box here. Why don't we just pull some of the bits off, make it lighter, and then we can play. Great. So if you go get the boots, yay, I'll start pulling these pins.
All right. Sounds good.
Randy, thank you for assembling your students together. I know that we were talking about my moment in history class, and I would originally have the faculty kind of show me what it was like, but you suggesting that your students do it is such a better idea. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. They are so excited to do it. When I told them about it, they were all over it.
Yeah. Now, am I right to know that you actually have a parent-teacher conference that you have to go to?
I do. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
They listen well.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I have six wonderful performing students here to help me. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Professor Hunt. Students, hi. Now, what I'm going to do is I need a new idea on how to present a concept to my class, my history class. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just tell you what I'd like to see, and then I'd like for you to recreate it. All right. So
this is like an acting challenge.
Yeah, it's an
saying.
Acting challenge. It's an acting challenge.
Okay. I love an acting challenge.
Yes.
Is it intermission yet?
Not yet, but...
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. Let me tell you what we're talking about in history. We're going into World War II. In particular, we're looking around like 1940 to 41. And I mean, in all fairness, we're looking for new weapons that we could potentially deploy safely in the overseas theaters. And there was a dentist from Pennsylvania named Little S. Adams. I think his name is pronounced Little. His name, L-Y-T-L-E, Lytle, maybe? Little's more fun to say, so that's what I'm going to go with. So he was this dentist in Pennsylvania, and he went to Carlsbad Caverns National Park, and while he was there, he noticed that there were hundreds of bats. There were Mexican free-tailed bats, and they would live in the caves, and they'd fly out at night, and he noticed that these bats would roost before dawn, and they'd roost in crevices and nooks and crannies, and then he realized that most of the buildings in Tokyo were wood instead of concrete, and he got the idea. What he believed, and again, this was January in 1942, so this was right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. We had just entered the war. And he wanted to know whether or not you could strap an incendiary bomb to the bats, release them, and then have them roost in these wooden buildings and then catch on fire and burn it down. Again, it wasn't the best time for humanity or animals. So he believed that if you put these time-release incendiaries on the back of bats, that you could burn Tokyo to the ground. Now, what's amazing about this, and this gives you an idea of where we were in 1942 at the beginning of the war, President Roosevelt didn't laugh. He didn't throw the letter away. He approved it. And after government approval, it went into testing to see whether or not it was feasible. Now, at this point, we're not focusing so much on the development or the development after approval. What I want to focus on is from the moment that Adams had his idea and what that brain session might have looked like, or also of interest might be how President Roosevelt reacted when he was when he heard the idea. What was his mind thoughts around this? So that's really where I'd like to focus on in this project. So so what do you have? Let's hear it.
Okay.
Dibs the bat challenge, acting challenge of the year. Dibs the bat.
Hey,
that's what
that
sound like, right?
Echolocation. That's really good.
Thanks. Okay, I'll get ready for my entrance.
Cut to 1942.
President Roosevelt, the bats are here to see you.
Bring them in.
All right, bats, come on in. They want to present you with their idea.
Great. Present away. We need to really get these bats to Tokyo.
Bats, tell them.
Okay. I'm Bat One. I'm the representative of these bats. And we have really strong backs. We're really strong back bats. And we can hold really, really heavy things on our backs compared to our size. So we've got these bombs that we can just put on our backs because they're strong back. We're strong back bats.
I'm Batman.
Okay, correct me if you're wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong or you're wrong. Correct me who's wrong here. But are you a Mexican free-tail bat?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Amanda, I'm strong backs.
I'm from Gotham.
Yes, strong back, and it's very furry, as you can see.
I shave my back.
His was very, very hairy.
I am Batman.
I'm Bat number 3, and I don't have any lines.
Way to ad-lib.
All right. Somebody send Lytle, Little Lytle. I don't know. It's spelled L-Y-T-L-E. I don't know how to pronounce it. Can you send in Lytle Adams?
Yes, Mr. Roosevelt. Lytle. Lytle. Come on in.
It's Lytle. It's French.
Hey, Lytle.
Yeah. Did you just correct me, the president?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Sir, all due respect. All due respect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, would you like me to dispose of Lytle? Do you want me to disintegrate them?
Wait, this was my idea. Give me a chance. Look, I have these three bats. I'm sure you're very impressed with them here. We got Batman, we got Mexican Bat, and we got Bat 3. We're working on Bat 3. And they've been doing some, little tiny weights. They've been working out, building up their back bat muscles.
I can look at these guns.
Look at them. Look at the little lips kissing the little guns.
Do they actually have guns? Because we need these bats to be armed, and we need them to infiltrate, and we need them. Sorry, I'm just so worked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a grappling hook.
He has a grappling hook. Also, we have little tiny bombs. Because I'm a dentist, I have access to little tiny pieces of equipment. I've actually taken tiny molars from dentures. I have placed incendiary bombs inside of the molars, and I have attached the molars to the back of the bat.
Those are my favorite kind of bombs.
It's the
Those
bomb.
Bombs are the bomb.
You said it, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. You said it, beard, bat.
I'm Batman.
That freaks me out.
Mm. Oh.
I'm
Bat 3.
See, Bat 3, you're getting your voice. I knew you'd find it. Okay, just as another pro for us bats, not only are we fluent in English as we are speaking to you right now, we've also been studying Japanese, but don't ask us to do any. We can only do it when we're actually in Japan. So we're going to fly there. I'm also really, really good at roosting.
I fake it.
Mr. Adams, I would like to see them demonstrate their roost and their deployment.
Sure, sure. For reasons that you, obvious reasons, I can't have the actual incendiary device go off because it's a one-time deal, right? This is a mission that they're dedicated to, and they know the risks.
There's only so many molars to go around.
Right. No, that's the tagline for my dentistry. That's great, sir. Come by. I'll give you a free cleaning any day. It looks like you need it. But anyway, I also specialize in Invisalign now. Come on by. Here's my card. Anyway. All right, let's get these little teeth strapped on. Right now. Roll around the little bellies. Little tiny
guns. That tickles.
Aw.
That's disgusting.
Sorry about the guano. Good thing is
that's my fault.
Yeah.
Sorry. They get nervous. About that.
I'm working on the potty training. Okay. Bat number 3.
Alfred
how
helps.
We doing? Good? Got this? All right. Okay. All right. So they are strapped in. Let me
Wait a second. Miss Roosevelt's coming. She'll freak out if she sees these bats.
Oh, shoot.
She's gonna freak out.
Oh, man.
Hold it. You got a Lytle.
Mr. Roosevelt, here's Miss Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Hi, honey. How are you today? I was just out in the rose garden. I brought you a rose.
Well, thank you so much.
What is all of the... Is this like a feces party?
It's bat guano.
I don't know who said that. No, we're just redecorating, and I know that you always like to be in charge of the redecoration, but I just figured we're gonna cue you in when it's time to do the big job.
Hi, I'm a doctor.
Oh,
orthodontist.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm a first lady.
Hi,
nice to meet you. Let me just give you this little rabies shot. Hold still, and good. Nothing to worry about.
Oh my goodness!
Sorry
about
that.
That was alarming. Okay.
It's his way of saying hello.
It's a tracking device.
Hi. I don't like all of your friends, honey. I'm going to leave you to it, but clearly the decorating needs a woman's touch. I'll be back later.
Okay, great. You can put the broom away.
I'll be watching you.
All right, students, that was amazing. I was almost in the Oval Office wondering what the hell happened myself. I mean, that was perfect. Thank you so much for your dedication to this project.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to play two fantastic characters.
I'm ready
for
president.
What a stretch.
You guys are really good.
A bat and a first lady. I'm amazing.
What's Guano?
You're the queen.
Can I get some lines next time?
That was Firestorm by Batman. All right, coming next to the studio, this is Flip Axman, House of Heavy Metal here on Baldur 97.5. Joining me today is the Marie Kondo of Kondos. It's the Brainstorm Specialist. The one and only, it's Cap Piva. Cap, talk to me. What is brainstorming? What is it to you? And how do you get to where you need to go with it?
Yes, well, brainstorming is when you use your mental capacities in the best of your way to make throwing spaghetti at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah, yeah, rock on, man. You know, this one time in Italy, I was in Rome with some groupies. We're watching REM, and they were, like, losing my religion. So we went to the Vatican. We were in there, and then Billy decided to huck fettuccine at the wall to see if it stick. Next thing you know, we're naked under the Sistine Chapel. True story. All right, so what you're saying is brainstorming is kind of flashing around in the dark to see what kind of suits your fancy. Tell me more about this concept.
Yeah, I like your story because you said many things that are important to brainstorming. So groups, right? Many people, many brains working together is what makes it good. Roaming, there is something that you call the roaming brainstorming. It kind of rhymes, which is nice. And you do it when you're walking and you're thinking. It's called mindfulness. And sometimes you trip and chew gum and that's okay.
Right on, right? It reminds me of this time in Athens, Georgia. I was down there with the B-52s. They just released Rome and we were like, wherever I may go. So we went. It was brilliant. Now, let's move back into groups and working in groups within brainstorming. What are some techniques that you'd recommend if working in a brainstorming group?
Yeah, when I work with people for the brainstorming groups, like a lot of times I like to start with icebreaker. You know, so I say, like, you know, if you were any animal, what animal would you be? And then everyone has animals that they say. And then we say, from those animals, what animals can we put together to make new animals that would be better in the world and that we could then kill all the other animals?
Right on, right on. No, I get it. This one time I remember in Vegas, I was there with Judas Priest. And, you know, we were up there. We decided to have a night out just to see. And then Rob and I went and we saw this Muppet stripper show. So we went to this Muppet stripper show. We walked in. It's just a bunch of dudes with their arms sticking up in the air, completely naked, man. It was weird, right? So, excellent, excellent. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cap Tiva. Cap is an expert on brainstorming. Cap, tell us a little about your book and where we can find it.
Yeah, well, this one time when I was in Turkey, I was doing a brainstorming session and I was with a bunch of also cool people. And then we were also doing really cool things and going to clubs and the things like you said. And my book was written about how cool I am and doing things like that. And one time in Canada, that's chapter 2. And so I think you would enjoy it a lot. And I think if we just, you know, spitballing to the wall, you know, we say, and sometimes you do poo in the restaurant, and then you shall have great ideas.
All right, Cap, it seems like you're a brother from another mother. All right, coming up next, we have Licebreaker from Turkey Neck, only here on 97.5. Hey, this is Bob. When I'm not being the headmaster at Balderdash Academy, I run Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment. At Sleuth's Mystery, we offer something different from your typical mystery experience. Our mysteries are crafted around the game and the experience as a whole. We blend characters, comedy, atmosphere, and a puzzle of a mystery for you to solve. Every show is unique, and every ending is different. At Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment, you can see the show, play the game, and solve the mystery. If you're in New England, contact us at sleuthsmystery.com for a killer time.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Champa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
Hey, Spitball, have you seen these two humans walking around down here? They've been down here for months. I feel like I'm kind of feeling bad for them. Yeah.
Sorry, I was in the other cave there. I didn't hear you. Yes, that's what I was doing. Yes, that's exactly, I was in the other cave.
You're so shifty, I love that. I love that about you, Spitball. It's like you think, you say you're doing something, and I don't know if it's true, and I love that. It's so demonic.
I come up with things on the fly, and, you know, that's how I roll.
Dude, now, I know we're supposed to be, like, stealing souls and you know, taking numbers, or whatever the saying is, but these guys, like, they're getting pretty thin here. Like, I feel like we should reach out and try and give them a hand.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from. Let me just throw out a couple ideas. So maybe if they went down to the Foot Locker, they could maybe work for some money, and then we could send them over to the Taco Bell, which is not two doors down, I believe, and then they'd be all set. Now another idea I have. Is there's lots of bats down here in these caves. You just stepped in some guano.
Yeah, I'm gonna save that for later. This tastes good.
And if you're crafty enough, you can catch some of those bats. I'm spitballing here. I'm spitballing.
That's what you do, Spitball. Name. Yep. You know, Spitball, I think you're onto something. I think I'm going to approach these guys and see if they want to, you know, get a job either. Because, you know, I work at the Foot Locker because I love it, you know. And if they don't want to do Foot Locker, Taco Bell's great. I mean, that's like ultimate demon food right there. Or they could join the band Three Doors Down, you know, because Foot Locker's two doors down. The band, demonic band's three doors down. I'm gonna see what
you spit all like, better than I do, man.
They have three options. Three great options. I'm gonna write a nice letter to your mom.
Oh, nice,
I mean it's gonna be shitty, but you know.
Oh no, that's even better. I know.
I do that for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Alright. No problem. Look, I'm gonna go talk to them.
Karen, all I'm saying is I think we're cave people now. we've discovered this bat guano. If we collect this and find a way out, we could be guano-based millionaires.
Oh, yeah, that's like liquid gold. And this memoir that I've been writing while in here is going to be, it's going to just, we're going to be like the Beverly Hillbillies, just only without oil. It's just going to be bat guano.
Brown gold.
Brown gold. Guys. Sounds great.
Guys, oh no, it's just hot coals. Just hot coals. Sorry. I took your shoes.
You took my shoes, man.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta thank you though, because it got me a job at the Foot Locker. It's dream job. It's been awesome. I really owe you guys one. So I wanna thank you for that, and I wanna help you out. And I was really gonna push the Foot Locker, because you guys have no idea how demon feet are awesome. They're like this. Some of them are hairy, some have like 8 toes, some have no toes. But they're just so freaking cool. But I see that you're like on the guano, which makes me think you're into Taco Bell. So I was thinking, you guys, if I don't have a hookup like I do at Foot Locker, but I could vouch for you if you wanted to get a demon job at Taco Bell, kind of earn your way out of the caverns.
Edgar, what? I don't. At this point, I think we'd do anything. We just have to make nice with them. This is the first time we've seen any of them in, like, weeks.
I'm not sure if we can function outside of the caves now, though. I mean, this is all I remember.
My eyes, my pupils, they're so large.
I know you guys are whispering, but I just got right in here with you, and I wanted to let you know. I wanted to let you know that the heat lamps will really help acclimate your eyes. Okay. To the light for when you return.
Oh, I remember food.
I do too. Yeah. It smells so good. Better than these cotton candy spider webs.
Yeah, and the back guana. Definitely yeah. Better than the back guana.
Yeah, my feet are just covered. Hey, Hot Coals, do you think I could, I know this is asking a lot. You did just offer us a job, but maybe I would love a pair of shoes.
Maybe hook us up at the Foot Locker.
How about this? You guys want some shoes? I got some shoes here, right in my trench coat.
Wow, they're just not what I thought I was gonna see when you grabbed the front of that coat and pulled it open. But no, this is refreshing. Surprised. Yeah,
bronze baby shoes right here, right off of a bronzed baby. Yeah. Just leave that there for you.
It looks heavy. I mean, any pair you're willing to give. I mean, how about these ones with the straps and the what is that? Like, what is that? Molars?
Yeah, it's Mario Batali Crocs with his teeth implanted in them. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, they're great. I'm going to let you guys have them. Like, I'm just going to give them to you. I'm not supposed to be nice. So just don't spread that around.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys take these.
Cut to 45 minutes later at Taco Hell.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be in teaching. I'm looking for something a little bit more permanent. I've been on a sabbatical for, I'm guessing, months.
We're not really sure.
Maybe less, maybe more.
Maybe a year.
I have discovered in that sabbatical that maybe teaching isn't for me.
That's interesting. You see, here at Taco Bell, we are always teaching lessons. And I want to teach you today to be the newest Taco Hellions. And that starts with drinking the overrun grease.
Okay. We have not eaten in weeks.
It's nutrients.
There are some guano speckles in there, but they're fried, so they're very tasty.
It's very nutritious and good for fields. I mean, if it's good enough for plants, if it's good enough for what I eat, right?
Yeah, we become very accustomed to the guano, Mrs. Interviewer lady.
Yeah, one minor question, though.
Shoot!
We don't have to pay for this, do we? I mean... We just need the food.
Oh, no, you are going to work here and be Taco Hellions, and you can eat all of the Taco Hell food you want, but you will live here forever.
Cool.
Can't wait to see my uniform. Yeah. New clothes. Please.
I wonder if you can wear the cross still.
Way.
All right. If you could all just kind of gather in a little bit closer, we are a little bit behind on the 1 o'clock tour. But okay. I need to just check everybody. Everybody's paid their admission fee. I'm just looking at hand stamps. Looks like, yep. We're all good. All right. Thank you all for being here. My name is Tim, and I will be your tour guide today for Carl's Bad Caverns here in Balderdash County. We have a very special naturally existing phenomenon here at Carl's Bad Caverns. It's, you know, the whole world is coming here. We are a destination for everybody in the world to come see. The best caverns there are.
I love holes.
Well,
I take picture of bit.
I think that's a stalactite.
All right, now I'm glad that you all are really excited here. So I just need everybody to put on your hard hat here. Ooh. Everybody take a hard hat.
Getting official.
And you know, it's been a while since we have seen Carl. But there is a chance that we could run into him on the tour today. Just, I don't want to get your hopes up or anything, folks, but, yes, sir. Yes, you got a question.
Tim, yeah, I got my hard hat on. What should I do with my flaccid hat?
That's a great question. You know, whatever you feel comfortable doing, you know, maybe stick it in your pocket.
So in my experience, pinch the tip and roll it down.
In my pocket. I'll pinch the tip and roll it down in my pocket. Yep. Thank you.
That's exactly what I do with my pastry icing, darling.
All right. Now, I want you all to be prepared for the awe-inspiring sights that you are about to see. So I need you to put on these special 3D glasses.
Oh, this is so technologically advanced.
Yes, sir. You have a question?
Yeah. Hey, Tim. I'm going to put on 3D glasses. What should I do with my 2D glasses?
Maybe the other pocket, if you've got room.
I got cargo pants on, so that'll work. Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, then. All right. All right. Now, before we go in there, too, I just want you to know that it is very dark in there. We have miner's lights for everybody to put on their heads. So, everybody take a miner's light. Yes, sir, you have a question.
Yeah, hey there, Tim. I'm going to take my miner's light, and what should I do with my major light?
I'm guessing that maybe you got one more pocket in those cargo pants.
Yeah, I got at least two more if I don't count my back pockets. But if I shit, then that's a problem.
Your pants are falling down.
All right,
down.
Well, okay. So, and then finally, everybody's going to need a pair of these steel-toed boots here. We have various sizes, and we have disinfected in between our tours. Nice. We spray a little Lysol in there and take care of everything. Yes, sir, yes, sir. How can I help you?
Is it okay, Tim, if I wear my steel-toed boots and my silicone heel boots?
You know, sir, I don't think we've ever had any problems with that combination of boots. So,
thank you, sir.
You would be the first. I think that would be acceptable according to our insurance policy guidelines.
Oh, Lois, thank you, Tim. First on this very huge tour.
Yes, sir. You have a question.
Yes. Do we get the pineapple exploding soccer balls with the boots?
We had to give that up a while back. There was an incident and there was a lawsuit, and I am so sorry that we weren't able to take that out of our yellow page advertising in time before it went to print.
Well, I've never played boom ball. It was exciting for me.
Yes. I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, maybe we can make it up to you with a discount in the gift shop. Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Hi, yes. I noticed it's very dry in the air, and I have an allergy to guano. So if anybody else is kind of a PSA, you know, doing my part, if anybody else needs, I have a whole bag of lozenges, Smith & Brothers, a licorice, or a cherry, if you want it. Just a PSA. Got a couple in my mouth right now.
All right. It doesn't look like anybody's going to take you up on that offer, but thank you so much.
You're awesome.
All right.
My sister's name was Cherry. It'd just be weird if I did.
My sister's name was Ricola. It would be odd if I did as well.
My All right, sister's name folks. Is Hall.
I just need to try to regain a little bit of control of this group. I need you to gather in here. I'm about to open the door to Carl's bad caverns.
Oh, bad girl.
Y'all ready? Let me just check those hand stamps one more time. Yep, one, two, three, four. Yep, okay, all right. Yes, sir, you have a question?
Yes, when do we see Carl's good cavern?
Sir, this is not a laughing matter. This is a national monument site. We hope it to be anyway. We have sent many, many letters to Washington and hope that someday we will make a list of the historic sites. So crossing your fingers. With that, yes, sir.
Now, is it, the door that you're about to open, does that have a quick set or a sloshage lock on it?
Sir, it's just a door with a doorknob and a little.
I just took a sloshage. Is this his better experience in my time? Just saying.
Well, maybe you can talk to Carl about that.
Oh, is he here?
Well, we'll see when we open this door right here. Are you ready?
We have to find him.
All right, here we go. Now, it does seem a little bit smaller than, you know, you got to wait for your eyes to adjust to the light a little bit, even with your miner's lights on. Here we go. All right, now you got to duck down a little bit. All right. Now, if we all stretch our arms to the side, you can touch both sides of the cavern. Right? Oh. Everybody feel that?
Oh, I feel it.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
So it'll flick.
We can't go any further in because that's the end of the cavern, about 4.5 feet away there.
This is
the biggest cavern in all of Balderdash County.
More like
goodness, look who is here.
Oh.
I'm real sorry I'm late, guys. Hi, welcome to this really bad cavern of mine. It's really great to have you here.
You're so bad.
Where everybody knows his name.
Good afternoon, Dashers. This is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved. Go Dashers!